New York State is making another attempt to tax prescription opioids after enforcement of a previous version of the law was found unconstitutional. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
The tax is part of the state's budget deal that legislators approved early Monday. The state budget office says it's designed to collect resources to pour back into treating the opioid epidemic. But critics are warning that the tax could increase the price of prescription opioids, which many people rely on to manage their pain. An analysis by two professors at Union College in Schenectady found that taxing the drugs would likely cause some New Yorkers who use prescription opioids to, quote, switch to cheaper illegal drugs, including heroin and fentanyl, increasing the rate of opioid-related fatalities. The report was funded by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, which is an industry lobbying group. But it's being echoed by physicians and patient advocacy groups, too. The American Cancer Society Action Network sent a letter to legislative leaders outlining what it says are grave concerns with the tax. This is the second state budget to institute a tax on prescription opioids. A federal court ruled last year's tax was unconstitutional because it prevented the cost from being passed on to consumers in New York, but not other states, and therefore violated interstate commerce rules. This year's version allows the cost of the tax to be passed on to New Yorkers. But the state budget office says it expects drug producers and distributors, not consumers, to absorb most of those costs. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.